Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast with Deanna Marie. I'm a holistic life coach obsessed with all the things to help make your life complete. This podcast will give you actionable tools to help you feel your feelings and start living your life from radical self-love. Hi, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I actually had a different episode that I was planning on recording, but this topic just kept jumping out at me more strongly than what I was planning on. So here we go. We're just gonna talk about self-sabotage and shame today. So I want to preface that a lot of what I have learned about shame has come from Brené Brown, and I'm sure you are familiar with her work on shame. If you're listening to this podcast, it's highly likely that you are. If you're not, I highly recommend that you check out Brené Brown's podcast or any of her books on shame. You can just do a Google search, Brené Brown and Shame, and YouTube videos will pop up and lots of amazing blog posts and articles. And she has done so much work. So much good work, and I am really grateful for her. It was about 10 years ago that I first read a book from her now, The Gifts of Imperfection, and that really helped me to identify, like, oh, this is shame, and like giving it a name, because I've really struggled with shame and perfectionist thinking. And so that really just helped me give a name to it and identify it. So that's just a plug for Brené Brown's work and for shame in general. So anytime my clients mention to me that they're struggling with self-sabotage, I know immediately what they're really struggling with is shame, because shame causes self-sabotage. Shame and self-criticism are what's keeping you stuck. So when you find yourself doing something that you said you wouldn't do, like eating the brownies, yelling at your kids, scrolling on your phone, having another beer, etc., and then you speak to yourself like this, you have no self-control. I can't believe you ate that. You're fat. You're lazy. You're a bad mom. Everyone else is doing this way better than you are. I can't believe you're still doing this. There you go, wasting time again. That is what's keeping you stuck. You believing that narrative. So on our weekly sessions with my clients, I help them identify exactly what this voice, which is also known as your critic or the ego, is saying. So you want to get really clear and write it down. And writing it down is such a great exercise, because getting it out on paper, you can actually see it for what it is. It's like when your kids are afraid of monsters in the closet or under their bed. There's power in turning on the light and actually looking in the closet, looking under the bed, and examining what's actually there instead of just keeping the door closed and running away. So that's what we want to do with these thoughts. We want to shine a light on it. We want to examine it and really see it for what it is instead of just believing it at face value and running away. So after you write it down, and then you're aware of when the voice speaks to you in the moment, like right after you yell at your kids, right after you have that second or third or fourth brownie, you want to talk back to it. Question it. And the thing is, we have plenty of evidence to the contrary of what these critical voices tell us. Like, there are days that you haven't yelled at your kids. There are days that you haven't wasted hours and I'm saying wasted in air quotes, wasted hours scrolling on social media or scrolling on your phone. And there have been days when you haven't eaten these brownies, right? So go ahead and talk back to it and question it. And something that is important to note is that you don't want to flat out ignore the voice, because the voice, this critical voice, is like a toddler in that it will keep screaming, keep pulling on your leg until you acknowledge it. So go ahead and acknowledge it and say, yep, I hear you, but I don't believe you. The critical voice is telling us lies, or at least half truths. So we can see that for what it is. And somehow our brain thinks it's keeping us safe from eating more brownies, from yelling at our kids again, by telling us this, telling us these lies. But clearly that's not true, because the feeling that we get is that we want to run away, or that we want to keep engaging in the behavior in some way to make us feel better. So I want you to actually, I know when we listen to podcasts, we're like, oh, that's really great. Yeah, I learned a lot. Okay. And then we don't think about it. But I really want you to do this exercise. So if you're driving, you are folding laundry or doing dishes or taking a walk, go ahead and make a note now to come back and do this. Do this exercise where you take out a piece of paper and you actually write out what the critical voices tell you. This is so powerful. So I really want to encourage you to do this. And I want you to take the stigma out of talking about these shame stories or thinking about it. Like, sometimes it's just so painful to even think about these lies that people think about, or we think people think about us, or that this voice is telling us. Like, we don't even want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it out loud to anyone. And this is where shame just thrives in secrecy. It thrives in this, like, don't tell anyone, don't think about it. And let's go ahead and think about it. Let's get it out. Tell someone that you trust. Tell your spouse, tell your best friend, tell your sister, tell someone, or write it down at least if you don't want to tell anyone yet. But when you talk about it, it takes its power away. So I have struggled with ADHD as a child. I was actually diagnosed with ADD in college. And so I have a lot of shame about wasting time and being productive and not being focused enough, being a daydreamer, you know, just like staring off into space, being in my own head. And I've had, like, you know, teachers, you know, calling me out on that, parents, and just different people, right? So I have some shame about my productivity and about my ability to get things done. And so when I notice myself talking to myself in that way, or the critical voice saying things like, you're so lazy, why are you doing this? Why are you still doing this? It's been so many years and you're still just, like, wasting so much time scrolling on your phone or whatever. Well, I haven't had a phone for very long, right? There was always something I was doing. I remember something actually that I would do a lot before, you know, the internet age, was that I would, like, pick my split ends or something, or just, like, do something monotonous like that and be like, I think I've been doing this for, like, close to an hour now. Anyways, just acknowledge that and exercise some self-compassion. and tell yourself, I love you. I love you and I'm here for you. Like, this voice is criticizing you, but I'm not going to criticize you. And also just disassociating yourself from this voice. Like, I am not this voice. This is not me. I am not speaking to myself like this. This is just the critic, my ego, whatever you want to call it. So I hope that that helps. I don't want this podcast to be super long because, like I said in earlier episodes, I really want these to be like pretty bite-sized for you to listen to and to go apply. So now I hope that you will pull out a piece of paper and write down these thoughts and really think about them. Because whenever you feel like you're self-sabotaging with your weight, with, you know, working on some type of a project and you feel like you self-sabotage, it's because shame is there. And so we want to get it out so that shame can stop growing and thriving in the secrecy. So if you feel so inclined, I would love it if you could share this episode with someone, or you even share with me your thoughts about it. If you know me personally, if you feel safe with me, that you can even share some of your shame stories. And I would love to talk to you about them. So I hope that you have a great day, and I will talk to you next week. Are you on Instagram? Come follow me at @thehealthycreative_ for some more goodness. And you can also subscribe to my email list. There's a link there in my profile for that. See you soon.